You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, I think we start off the show today because I know you've got to go and run something called a 5K. What is a 5K? What does that mean?
Time trials. So at the Wanderers, they've got a big clock up on the wall, and there's probably about 2,500 people. We all run around the beautiful suburbs around the Wanderers, and you try and gauge your fitness compared to the previous week's time, and so each week try to go a little bit faster. But also there's a bit of inter-office rivalry going on. It's a lot of fun.
I'd like to do that, but unfortunately I'm watching the Cricket World Cup between South Africa and England at the Oval, and South Africa currently 94 for 2. Their target is 312, I think it is. So I know you're not particularly interested in cricket, and you've already made it clear that you're not going to watch one ball of this World Cup, but I challenge you to that. I reckon it's going to happen. Greg, give us the indexes, please.
Sure. I mean, a wonderful day for the markets, up green all around. Let's go through them. The banks up 3.2, financials up 2.6, industrials up 1.63, retailers up 0.4, gold index up 2.6%, platinum's flat really for the day, resources up 0.5%. And then, so the all share up 1.4, 703 points better, 55,701. Turnover of 18.5 billion, solid.
Not bad, yes. It was 19.8 billion yesterday, but that's fine. It's just bubbling under that level that you think is important, and that is 20 billion, Greg.
Yeah.
Right. Let's have a look at from the top down, actually. Normally we do the SENS announcements from the bottom up, but let's look from the top down because something came out at 15:48 South African time. Omnia Holdings Limited, update on collaborative engagement and principal debt providers, rights offer, and cautionary announcement. Lots to digest there.
Well, I'm going to go on a rant.
Okay, off you go.
They were challenged. An article appeared on Bloomberg some weeks back, probably the middle of April, saying that there was talk in the market that Omnia would need to raise capital. I mean, anyone who looked at the balance sheet would look that it had about 6 billion rands worth of debt. The market cap is just over 3 billion. And they came out and made a statement on SENS saying, we do not need any further capital at this time. And of course, I suppose technically they're right, but I mean, that's quite a broad sort of statement, isn't it? And the share price actually rallied from around 52, 53 rand up to 60 rand, 61 rand, 62 rand on the news. It had been drifting down to sort of 55, 56 the last couple of weeks. And then, as you say, this afternoon they came out with a story where they're going to have a rights issue of 2 billion. Now, if your market cap is 3.2 and you have to raise another 2 billion, and look, That'll only progress after the results, which we'll see on the 25th of June. But the management have definitely misled the market here. I mean, anyone who then went and bought Omnia shares on the back of that SENS announcement saying that they don't need any capital at this time, then surely has got a bone to pick with management at Omnia.
Yeah, indeed. And there's been rumours that the CEO of Omnia will be the next casualty in the South African boardroom, Greg. What's interesting is that, of course, they'll say, well, we said at this time, but surely they must have known that they needed 2 billion. They just didn't wake up this morning and said, oh, wait a second, we've got a 2 billion hole in our balance sheet which needs to be plugged, and we didn't notice it when we put out the last cautionary or SENS announcement. It is actually quite mischievous, I would say.
Yes, I mean, there has to be some sort of accountability with that type of thing. Completely. I mean, the point of the stock exchange news services is to inform the shareholders and the market on what the situation is, not to sort of subvert, you know, the knowledge. And then I think that they really only put that sense out when they were pressured by, you know, investigative journalists from Bloomberg, really. Otherwise, they would have left us in the dark even longer. But the results are due the 25th of June, so they must have a fair situation. There were rumors swirling around the market that it wouldn't be able to pay people the salaries this month. But I mean, sometimes brokers do tend to exaggerate these things.
No, I won't have it. Greg, give us the share price because it's been clattered, I understand.
Yeah, with all the excitement. So it got clattered here just as the SENS announcement came out. It finished today at 46 Rand 60, which is just over 12% lower. Did touch a low of 44 Rand. The high today, 55 Rand 26. So someone was paying that price. We always look at the volume weighted average price is 48 Rand and 46 cents. So it did most of the volume below 50 Rand today.
I spoke to a chap called Willy Mayberg, who is the CEO of Stefanucci Stocks Holdings Limited, and he's been there since the listing of this stock before 2010. He's still there now. I asked him in the interview that I conducted with him this morning, which you can find on strictlybusinesspodcast.com and also sharenet.co.za. I asked him if he ever thought of, if he ever got depressed and if he ever thought of throwing in the towel. And he said, yeah, I get depressed, but I'm a South African. We don't throw in the towel. And goodness me, he says he's funding the projects that he's doing at the moment because the people can't pay him. And it's not just Eskom, it's other smaller companies as well. And the project has to go on, so Stefanucci is funding it. He's got a lot of integrity, I think, and I hope it turns around for him.
Yeah, see, that's a tough one. That's a complete opposite of what we got out of Omnia in terms of leadership there, coming clean with the market, explaining the situation. I will listen to that interview later. Actually, I saw Pete Fulyun commentating on his Twitter handle saying, you know, it's basically a free option on the construction sector in South Africa at this price where it's trading 115 Rand. He seemed to think, you know, people who are afraid of risk probably start buying here. We had a volume of 284,000 shares. That's about 300,000 Rand. It was trading in clips of 5 and 10,000 all afternoon.
And what did it finish at? Down around about 4%, I think.
Yes, 4% low, 1 rand 15.
Okay, quickly on Nampak, where did that finish?
Nampak finished at 1060, so up 3.5%. So despite a sort of flattish numbers, really, and I think that Investec reported had a target of 10 rand, I think quite a strong day overall. The market seemed to lift, you know, rising tide lifting all boats here.
Life Healthcare Group Limited came out with their results this morning. We spoke about it. What did it do?
Share price up 0.5%, 23 Rand 21.
Good. Great. The top five major movers, because I've got to get back to my cricket in a minute. Actually, let me give you a cricket update quickly. I mean, it's going to be out of date by the time this podcast goes out, but... Oh, another miscatch from England. I can't believe it. Greg, the top five major movers up and down. My screen is slightly delayed, so I'll give you the shares that I have, and then you can go to your fancy system and give me the live closing price. Tiger Brands, top of the shop there. What's happened there?
Yeah, I mean, it was a stock that was being really, really knocked down. It just shows you that sell-off that we experienced Tuesday was a buying opportunity. It's no specific news. Probably just those stocks which were clattered down the most, and Tiger Brands was on that list, seem to have bounced back quite aggressively. I'm saying the last sort of Rand 50 that it gained back 10 Rand today, that in the closing auction. Nice volume as well. A million shares, that's 220-odd million Rands worth.
Leopold, High Prop, Goldfields and ShopRite. Suddenly the property stock's doing well again. High Prop up 4.5% odd.
Yeah, the High Prop's a bit of a turnaround situation, and they've sold off some of their properties up, the shopping centers which they had enough in Africa, which they'd actually had dollar denominated loans against. So, market sort of feeling a little bit more comforted by management there.
And ShopRite will be in one of those High Prop shopping centers, I'm sure, and 4.2% higher. That's the delayed screener I have. What was the final price with ShopRite, the fifth on the list?
Yeah, up 4%, 171 Rand and 6 cents. That's on good volume, but I suppose that whole retail space was stronger. The Rand had strengthened, a little bit more confidence in the economy on the back of that. A cleaner looking cabinet from last night.
Yes, apart from the retailer called Mr. Price, which is down 2.3%, the fourth worst on the day. Hammerson, the worst. PSG Consult, South 32. Mr. Price down 2.3%, and then Barlow World down 2.1%. Mr. Price? Do you like that stock?
Yeah, I'm ready to rant. No. Mr. Price has got results, because results tomorrow, and I mean the share price inexplicably going against the retailers up 1.5%, but Mr. Price down 2.5%.
Yeah. What are you trying to say here?
I suspect the market's incredible intuition, which the market does have.
Yes.
Might suspect his results are poor, but I don't suspect anything else.
Well, maybe some people just squaring their books ahead of the results, Greg. I mean, let's not be nasty.
Could be that.
I mean, the financial services industry has integrity coming out of its sloshing up against its back teeth. So it's full of integrity.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you some prices now. You've given us the indexes. The overseas market's bouncing back a little bit after 2 days of mini maulings. So let's have a look and see what's going on, particularly with the Rand, because of what happened last night with the cabinet. The Rand has been sharply in focus, and it's not really doing much. It was 1460 at one stage today. It's currently 1467. That's the dollar Rand. British pound against the Rand, 1849. Euro Rand, 1633. And the euro dollar is steady at 1130. The gold price is very steady indeed, thank you very much, up $8.50 to $12.89. The platinum price is up $4 to $7.97 and a bit, and palladium is up $25 an ounce. That's a big move, 1.8%. The palladium price, $13.69, and Brent crude oil down another 93 cents per barrel, or 1.3% to $68.78. On that note, Greg, anything from Sasol today?
No, let's have a look at the share price. SOL, I think is the code. Finished at 378, up 2.6%. So it's quite a nice rally from the sort of mid 350s on that Tuesday, that dark Tuesday or sell off. It's rallied nicely, really.
And the platinum stocks with the palladium, the platinum group metal basket doing well, with platinum and palladium both having pretty good days. What are you seeing there? Any particular feature on the platinum board?
Yeah, my favorite always to go to in that space is Impala. Also bounced from around 53, close 56.80 today, which is down about 90 cents. Let's have a look at Amplats. That one up nicely, up 1.8%. It's 708 Rand. Wow, that's really, really been a star in that sector.
Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening. That was Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg Davies is off to compete in something called a 5K, which apparently involves running. I'm going to sit down and watch cricket for the next 2 hours. This podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.